Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to our radio broadcast. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing to be able to bring God's word to you on today. You are certain to be blessed by what the Lord had me share on our Sunday morning service on this past Sunday. We are a blessed people, and we serve a mighty God. We want to invite you to come out and worship with us. If you're ever in the Elizabeth, New Jersey area, we're at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And our service times are on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. prompt. On Tuesday night, we have 1 hour of power prayer, a powerful, powerful time of prayer on Tuesday for 1 hour, and the Lord is performing miracles. Lives are being changed, people are being set free, addiction is being broken, our old past issues are being healed in the name of Jesus. On Wednesday night, we have our hour of power Bible study, and again, we are breaking the bread of the Word of God, rightfully dividing the Word, and we are learning to be equipped for the journey, to learning to be equipped for the high calling that's on our lives. So we invite you to come out on any one of those given days. And then we want you to keep in mind that on July the 31st of this year, 2009, we will be having our second ladies' night. So it's going to be ladies' night out on July the 31st. We have evangelist Cassandra Love coming to minister a word of hope and healing. We are taking off the gloves. No holds barred. God has his mind on his women. This is a season where God has his heart set on the healing of his daughters. It is not God's plan that we continue to be sick and frustrated and in bondage, but it's God's plan that we be free and empowered and set on purpose. Amen. So come out for our ladies' night. You are certain to be blessed. Our women's conference is in October. Look for more information on that as we draw near to the date. But ladies' night is July the 31st, 2009 at 7:30 p.m. prompt. That's at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. So now we're going to go right into the word. Press through the process. Press through the process. It's a word. It's a full word. So even if you can't listen to the entire word, make sure that you bookmark this website or go to nccmonline.org and listen to the word in its entirety. It's no charge. If you want to buy the CD, send me an email, and for a donation, we will be certain to get the CD out to you. Any of the words that you hear, you can get the CD because you want to play the word of God over and over and over again in your car, in your bedroom, in your kitchen, in your living room. You want to get that word going in the atmosphere so that you can be reminded of what God has said, so that you can have your faith increase. Amen. So that you can be, do, and have everything that God has called for you to be, do, and have. So we're going to go right into the word. Right into the word. Again, remember to visit us, New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. We would love to see you. Ladies' night is July the 31st, and our women's conference is coming up in March. A whole bunch of stuff is coming up in between, but for right now, I want to get you the word. So let's go into the word. Amen. And praise God. Be blessed in your hearing.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
Thank you,
Jesus. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to thank God for my wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We celebrate 13 years of blessed marriage unity.
Yes.
On next Monday, the 20th of July. Hallelujah. And I told some women at the church on Friday, I said, you know, I had to work hard to behave long enough to keep this man for 13 years.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Most of us don't know how to act long enough to keep a man that long. And I'm talking about myself because I sure did everything I could to push this good man away. But God had a better plan. Amen. But God knew what I needed. Me and my heart had itself. But God knew. He knew the medicine that I needed. Amen. Hallelujah. He gave me a good man. He's a man of God, a man of integrity. I would also like to acknowledge again our evangelist being back in the house on today. Amen. Praise the Lord. To see the miracle walk in the door. My God, in the hospital for 5 months, doctors shaking their heads, didn't know what to do, looking at her, counting her out, people going to visit, going to pray, even saying, you know, looking at her and saying, whoa, you know, and then saying, but God, you know, saying, well, we got a but God in our spirit, amen. We don't care what it looks like. We got a but God on the inside of us. What it looks like really doesn't matter. When we got a but God on the inside of us.
Do what God is calling us to do. We need to stop patty caking with
Peter stepped out on water. You know, Peter was a bodacious man back in the day. Peter said, okay, I'm going to step out on the water. You're in the middle of the sea and you want to step out on water. And Peter stepped out on that water.
Right.
And Peter really did walk on water, y'all. He walked on water.
Right.
Peter walked on the water, but then the wind began to blow. And he heard the wind. The Bible says that he heard the wind. And Peter got scared. See, that's why we got to be careful what we hear. Amen. We got to be careful. God told us when we first started this ministry, he said, watch the voices.
You have to.
Watch the voices. There are always going to be voices. It's like the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder. And they both are talking in your ear. But we got to sometimes knock the devil on off like the chip we knock off of our shoulder and say, I ain't hearing. Talk to the hand because I'm listening to what God has to say to me through his angel. No, not through the angel, through the Holy Spirit. I want to hear what God has to say to me through his Holy Spirit. Because he said he would send me the Spirit. And the Spirit would guide me into all understanding. The Spirit would instruct me. The Spirit would teach me. Amen. So I don't want to hear what the devil has to say. I want to hear what God has to say. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody want to hear what God has to say? Know how to press, baby. Go ahead and tell somebody you gotta know how to press, baby. You gotta know how to press. It's not time to quit. It's not time to give up. It's not time to grow weary. It's not time to be a coward. It's not time to be scared. It's time to press.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
We got to press, baby. We got to press through the process. Hallelujah. I know it's hard. I know you get tired, but you can do it.
Yes.
Go ahead and tell somebody you can do it. Righteousness. I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Go ahead.
I press towards the mark.
Yes.
For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father God, we praise your holy name.
Yes.
Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in this house. We thank you for your presence, your Holy Spirit, which abides on the inside of each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the power of your word. We thank you, Lord, for your will, Father God, that the captive be free from captivity, that the eyes of the blind be opened, that the souls of those who are lost be saved, that the sick be healed, God. We thank you, Lord, that the poor have the good news preached to them, and it is your desire. God, we just ask, Father God, that you have your way during these preaching moments, God, that the people who have assembled here today have come to hear a word from you. And we just ask, Lord, that you speak to our hearts on today. Holy Spirit, we invite you into this room. We ask that you reveal to us those things which are of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We ask, Father God, that you will light the hearts of your people on fire, that you will seal this word upon our hearts, give us ears to hear, hearts to receive what you have to say on today. Use me, your woman servant, to your glory. Let me preach this gospel, God, as I have agreed to and as you have called me to do, God, and we shall ever be so mindful, God, so mindful at the end of this time to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we love you. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we magnify your name. God, you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. And we magnify your name on today. Oh, God, you're worthy. I love you. I love you. I love you. We love you, God. We love you because you first loved us. We love you, God, because you first loved us. Hallelujah. And as I was speaking earlier, as I was saying, God has so many things in plan and mind for us. God has so much in mind for us. He says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to bring you a hope and a future. He says, I know the thoughts. God is thinking about you all of the time. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. And our thoughts to bring you to an expected end. God has an expected end. And I'm here to tell you today that the end is good, saints. Because the Bible tells us that we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and have been called according to his purpose. All things, no matter what it is, no matter what you're facing today, God's going to make some good out of that situation. God's going to use it for his good. There is a purpose for your process. There's a purpose for your pain. There's a purpose for your heartache. There's a purpose for your headache. There's a purpose that people are giving you trouble on every side. There's a purpose that people can't believe in you, no matter what you do. There's a purpose that you're going through, the things that you're going through in your finances. There's a purpose. There's a purpose. Amen. God has a purpose. And he said, it's all good, baby. I'm going to work it out for your good. I'm going to bring you through this, but I'm not only going to bring you through, but I'm going to bring you through victory. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring you through. I'm going to bring you through that everybody that sees you will know that it was me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
I'm going to bring you through in such a way that I and only I can get the glory. That's why God allows it to get so bad sometimes. Because only he is going to get the glory in that situation. Only God is going to get the glory. When God, when the church grows, God, you want to know that God grew the church. Oh, my God. When your body's healed, you want to know that God healed your body. way. Ain't no way that we should have come through some of the stuff that we already come through.
That's right.
And there's no way. There's no way that you should still be sitting here in your right mind. There's no way.
Kill! his job.
Hallelujah. And that one was, she was crazy enough about that man, scared that he had another mistress. And she killed him.
My God.
My God. Women are men of God, women and men and women of God and children in this place. Don't give nobody your mind. Don't you get so shy.
Intimacy.
that tree in a minute, but Bishop, Pastor Bishop, Pastor was talking the other night about can a man take coals to his bosom? And can a man take fire to his bosom? The Bible says, can a man take fire to his bosom or walk on coals and expect not to be burned? You know, when I'm talking about relationship with Jesus, I'm talking about taking Jesus to your bosom. You know, when I'm talking about taking him into your heart. You know, the Bible says if you confess with your mouth, but you got to believe in
that's
your
the second
heart.
Part.
Taking you to the mountain. God's getting ready to take somebody higher. You are higher, baby. God said, no more. God, I'm going to take you to your house. Lord, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, but we got to have a relationship. You got to have a relationship. Nothing else is going to do. You got to have your own relationship. My, the pastor's relationship is not going to help you when times get hard. When it gets really, really hard, you're going to have to know Jesus for yourself. You're going to have to know him for yourself. I know him. I know him. And I thank God I know him. You got to go ahead and witness. Testify. Ask somebody, do you know him? Do you know Jesus? Do you know him for yourself? Is he your Lord? Is he your Savior? Amen. And you know, sometimes people will look at you funny even when you ask them, do you know him? But that's, I tell you, I wish somebody had to talk to the Michael Jackson about knowing him.
Talking to Jesus.
is about. Amen. Hallelujah. Talking about Jesus too. And talking to Jesus about. Your prayers are being heard and your evangelism is bringing forth fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. But Jesus is around and met Pastor Anthony in the bar and he invited me to church. And I got saved and I was baptized and everything. But God is good. And because he had a relationship with God, I now have a relationship with God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. Hallelujah. In relationship. And then the next thing you got to do is you have to have, you want to share in your prophet, I want to share in this resurrection. My God. He says, hallelujah, that in verse 10, in Philippians 3:10, he says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Paul says, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. And that same spirit that rose Jesus up from the grave abides on the inside of you. Abides on the inside of me. And Paul says, I want to know that power. I want to know that power. I want that power. I want to wield that power. I want to be able to have people get healed when I pray for them. I don't want to be filled with bitterness. I don't want to be filled with anger.
Amen.
It ain't nothing like it. Resurrection, I'm all dead things in your life. Some of you got some dead hope. You gave up hope a long time ago. Some of you got some dead dreams.
That's right.
Stop dreaming. Why stop dreaming? The desires of your heart. God says, I'll give you the desires of your heart. Some of you, you got some dead stuff that needs to be purged. That's why we talk about burning up with the fire so God can burn it off.
Amen. Amen.
He said, everything that's not like me will burn off in the fire.
That's right.
That's why we got to worship him. Hallelujah. Yes. We got to praise him. Hallelujah. We got to give him glory. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy.
Amen.
So I want to know him in the power of his resurrection, the power to give me effective witness, the power to help me to believe it for somebody who's sick, the power to help me to lay hands on the sick and have them be healed, the power to be the witness to the lost, those who are lost and turned out, and have them turn their lives around for Christ, for real, that I can bear fruit that remains. I want that kind of power, that wonder working power. Somebody take dirt and put out a fire.
That's right.
You know, and I told the people, yes, I said today, don't
Go ahead.
You're supposed to have issues.
That's right. That's right.
Because they're not happy.
That's right. Or
they don't want you to be happy.
That's it.
They're not walking in their call. And I close.
Go ahead.
We got to release some stuff.
Hallelujah.
Unforgiveness.
Thank
you.
You
know, our own issues. I talk about the tree in my backyard as I was getting dressed. Yeah. I looked at that big old tree and it's just growing and growing. It's humongous. It's a big old tree. And I like seeing that tree because I like green because green shows me growth.
Yeah.
I like to keep my mind focused on growth.
Yeah.
See, we got to keep our minds focused on where we're going.
Go ahead.
Molested, and on this day he walked out on me, on this day she cheated on me, and on this day he stole my money, and on this day they ran away, and on this day, you know, and we're looking at all of this, she was nasty to me, gave me her all kinds of attitude, and on this day she gave me a bad review at work, and on this day my boss fired me, and on this day I was looked over for a promotion, and on this day, and we got the journal, and I stopped putting all that negative mess in your journal anyway. I want to be around people who got some right side, and we share a driveway on the left side. But this man over here on the right side, beautiful homes on both sides. And I can understand the tree might be, you know, he might not want the tree because it hangs over his property. But the tree trunk is in my property. See, the tree is planted in our property. So he wants to cut down our big old tree. And I told Pastor, I said, first of all, it costs about $5,000 to cut down a tree. But secondly, I don't know how many designers to cut down my tree. You know, and that's what I'm talking about. Jesus said, you shall be a mighty oak of righteousness for my name's sake. And people always want to come and cut down your tree. I don't have no desire to cut down a tree. And the head of the preacher, she said, I will be planted by streams of water. When you plant it, like that big old tree in my backyard, you want to keep growing. And everything that you do will prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And he worried about the leaves falling over. I love, we love our neighbor. But why should my tree stop growing because it's an inconvenience to you? Do y'all hear prophetically I'm saying to you? Why should you stop growing? Why should you stop bearing fruit? Why should you stop prospering in the Lord? Why should you stop letting your light shine because it's an inconvenience for someone else?
Good point. That's good.
Why should you sell, play small just to make somebody else feel good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You won't be able to sleep at night. You'll be miserable. Forget about it. Forget about it. Let it go. Release it. Release it. Forget those things which are behind and press forward. God has better things for you, baby. He got something better for you. God has joy. He has peace. He has salvation. He has deliverance. He has healing. He has purpose. He has prosperity. He has a call on your life. He has work for you to do. God has something better for you to do, but you can't move forward until you release the things that are behind.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And I was going through it, and I got in my word. Go to the word. I got in my word. I said, God, help me. I'm supposed to be strong. Now I preach this gospel. Lord, help me. Why, Lord, why? You know how we ask God, why? Why I got to go through this? Why he do me like that? Why he treat me so bad? Why? God said, because I told you it would be so. I told you you would be persecuted. I told you you would be afflicted.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I don't want have no bitterness.
God,
I don't want unforgiveness.
Yes,
I don't want it. You already took it away. I don't want to go back.
Yes.
I don't want to be like Lot's wife.
Yes.
Looking back at what
yes.
could have been.
Yes.
Turning into a pillar of salt.
Yes.
But I want to be salt sprinkled. The salt of the earth. The light of the world.
Yes.
Making a difference everywhere that I go. And I need it to be healed
yes.
of unforgiveness. Take it out, God. Root it out. You say you'll take anything away that does not bear fruit. I said, God, take away the bitterness. Help me to forgive. And I tell you no lie. Just like that, the Holy Spirit took it away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My joy was restored. Hallelujah. This thing is real. God is real. His word is real. Church. You gotta press. Just a part of your process.
Amen.
Press through the process. Come on, Pastor. Press, y'all. Press. Somebody's pressing in the spirit. Press through the process. Press. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We can will it away, we can wish it away, but there's something about the power of prayer. There's something about the power of prayer that changes things in our lives. So if there's anyone who needs prayer today, because discouragement comes to the best of us. I don't care how big you think your faith is. I don't care how small you think your faith is. We all get challenged in the area of discouragement.
Yes.
This recession, whether it impacted you directly or not, somehow, some way, it's impacting all of us. It's a domino effect when so many people are losing their jobs. Pastor, not just going through the drive-through windows recently, you'll see that people are just impacted at every level of this thing called recession. So God is saying through this word today, He wants to seal some things in your life, in your marriage, over your children, so that we won't be impacted by this wicked world in which we live.
Yes, yes.
So if there's anyone who needs prayer today.
Yes, hallelujah.
Pastor wants to and needs to pray with you and for you, whether it's sickness, whether it's your relationship. Many of us who are parents, we know that we're challenged. Y'all know from this leadership right here, we don't mind humbling ourselves, asking and receiving prayer.
Amen.
Because again, from the pastor to the pew, we need prayer. That's why in the Old Testament, the priests and the people erred because they forgot who they were in God. So come on, Pastor, and pray for these. If more of you who need prayer while she's praying, just walk. And come up to this altar, because we're not going to go down from this church today not knowing who we are in God. So, Pastor, I need you to pray for these who press their way to the altar. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's just so important. Hallelujah. hallelujah, that we know Jesus. I talk about relationship, and that comes through being saved and through knowing Jesus, having a personal relationship, believing this word, believing this gospel, and not just with our mind, but in our heart, and confessing Jesus with our mouth. So if anybody is not saved, we just want to make sure that everybody is saved that wants to be saved on today, that everybody has a personal relationship with the Lord. I pretty much know everybody in the house, except for our visitors today. I just want to make sure that you have a personal relationship with Jesus. Do you know Jesus for yourself? Are you saved? Have you received him, repented of your sins as they were, and received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you want to come up for prayer, I would like to pray with you. Just stand. Nothing magical is going to happen. I just believe in touching and agreeing in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you want to come, you're welcome to come for prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise it. And everybody pray as we pray. Father, we praise your holy name. We magnify your name on today, God. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for what you have spoken through me, your word and servant God. We thank you, Lord, that you are helping us to yield to your spirit. God, we just ask, Father God, that you seal this word upon the hearts of your people. Everybody under the sound of my voice. God, those at the altar and those who are listening, that we just ask that you seal this word. Let your will be done. Blessing in his hands, that his feet are planted, that his mind
Difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm, and while in that storm it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away, and sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Listen, somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up. But God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't know when the pains go in. But I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. Trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful.